News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, don't stop believing on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. That was the theme song of the Big Brothers Big Sisters Gala that we just had. I think it was a couple weeks ago almost, or a week ago. So I'm super excited to have in the studio today some friends from Big Brothers Big Sisters. We have with us this morning, we have Kaylee Smith, who is with us. She is the Workforce and Education Coordinator, and Christy Myers, who is the Match Specialist. So good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Y'all made it through the rain. Good for you. Proud of you. Glad that you are here this morning. So maybe right off the bat, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We hear that all the time, but some folks may not really know what that is. What is that? What do y'all do? Do you adopt people? I mean, they probably have a lot of questions. So maybe a little Big Brothers, Big Sisters 101.
Okay, let's talk about 101. Big Brothers Big Sisters is a one-on-one mentorship program, and our mission is that we want to create a one-to-one mentoring relationship that can help young people reach their full potential. And we get asked a lot, what does a big have to do? Mm-hmm. And what you need to do is you need to spend time with a little. And it can be something as simple as picking them up and you go to the grocery store to go shopping. It's something that you're going to do anyway, so why not include your little? It's mm-hmm. a great educational outing for them. You know, you can be talking about pricing of food or, you know, how to make a grocery list. It's just being a mentor and being a good advisor to a little.
And so the big is the big person. The little is the kid that's getting, like, mentorship. And so you don't – what I think is really neat about it is that these kids just need the attention, someone to listen, someone to show them the day-to-day kind of things that you're talking about. Because if their parents are working full-time, maybe they're not available, this is an opportunity for someone to step in and say, here's how you make a grocery list. Things that they're not necessarily teaching in school, no fault of the education system, but things about life. How to handle things, having a friend.
And that's true. And I think when we look at who we have signing up their children, a lot of times it's a single parent. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be grandparents raising their grandchildren.
Right.
And so they're just really looking for having another adult that can be a role model and help the child with just daily life skills.
So what are the qualifications for a big?
That you want to volunteer is a good qualification.
Okay, just checking in.
Yes, we have an application process, and you can actually go onto our website. You can go to bethebig.org, and it has a lot of the questions answered. But really, it's wanting to spend time with a child and make a difference in their life. Mm-hmm. And we start out by having an application process. Once you fill out the application, we set up an interview for you. You'll come into the office. We'll get to know you. We want to know why you want to do this and what are your interests. Because when we're doing matching, it is a process. And we want to make sure that we're putting the big with the little and that they have a lot of the same interests.
So maybe for a guy, you might have somebody that actually played sports in his past and now this child's playing, small football, beginning football or something like that, or a kid that loves to sing, but she wants to do musical theater, maybe have someone that's already involved at PLT or something like that, sort of right. Matching interests. It sounds like what you're talking about.
Yes, we want to make sure we match the interests, and we do an extensive background check on our bigs too. And we just want to make sure if you're going to do our community-based program where you're going to take the littles out into the community, then we're going to, do background checks. We're going to just check your driving record and just, because you are going to be transporting that little back and forth to different events. But about our program too, we do have two different programs. We have a community-based program where you actually will take your little out into the community and do different outings. And we also have a school-based program where we have different schools that the bigs can go into and they meet with the kids once a week and they will work with them on education projects, or they could even just go in and maybe shoot some basketball with the little just to check in and see how things are going.
That sounds great. You can call into Pep Talk, text into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. And we do have a question that just got texted in by one of our listeners. Is there a minimum age for a big?
You have to be an adult. You have to be 18.
Okay. So 18 and up.
Yes.
Okay, very good question. Thank you for sending that in. If anybody else has a question that they'd like the ladies to answer, 850-437-1620. So in addition to the matching, there are also programs that Big Brothers Big Sisters have. Maybe Kaylee, talk a little bit about that and some of the education, some of the other things that you do.
Yeah, so one of the things that I work with, we have a Beyond School Walls program, and that's where we take high school students, usually in their junior and senior year. It's a two-year program. We take them to a business such as like Navy Fed, D.R. Horton, Panair. UWF is a new partner this year, and they kind of just get to learn like that on-the-job training from just the bigs that want to spend 4 hours a month with them.
Mm-hmm.
It is once a month, so it's a great program for the kids. They teach them about like things like LinkedIn, how to carry yourself in a job interview, just things of that nature. We also have the Big Futures program, which Christy can tell you a little bit more about because she's actually in charge of that.
Our Big Future program, we actually have children enrolled in our regular program from the age of 5 up to the age of 18. Once you graduate from high school, you turn 18, you can actually go into our Big Futures program. And we can follow the adult, the little, up from the age of 18 to 26.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know about that.
Right.
So what does that involve?
Well, we kind of, and to start out with, that's our big future was 18 to 26. What we noticed, though, is that we were seeing a lot of our kids starting in the ninth grade that maybe needed to get a little bit more help than what they were getting. Mm-hmm. And so we moved our age for Big Futures actually down to the ninth grade.
Oh,
and so
okay.
With our Big Futures program, we actually started offering Big Future classes. They're every other month. And what we're really looking at is trying to instill and empower kids with the knowledge they need to be productive adults. So we focus on mental health. We focus on health and nutrition. We focus on financial literacy.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had three classes so far, and they've been really super beneficial for the kids. I mean, they're learning about mental health, about how to take care of yourself. We've talked about healthy and non-healthy relationships. We've talked about financial literacy. So they are learning about how to even start a checking account, a banking account. We're talking this next time about what is credit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
How to establish good credit. And
can I come?
Yes, you're invited. And we also did nutrition. And what was great is we had Dorothy Lee from the Escambia County Extension Office. She came to our last two classes, and she really talked to the kids about healthy nutrition, how to shop on a budget.
Oh, smart. Yeah.
And what was great is our last class is we actually made meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, to show the kids exactly what you can eat that's healthy. And we broke it down per cost.
Oh, how
so
cool
they would
is that?
Know, right. They would know how much it was for the breakfast, how much it was for lunch and dinner.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. So that's just one of the programs that they have at Big Brothers Big Sisters. We're going to come back in a minute and tell you a little bit more and ways that you can get involved. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you have a question, you can always text that in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. This is Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. And our experts this morning, Kaylee Smith and Christy Myers from Big Brothers Big Sisters. So we spent some time talking about bigs, the people that mentor. What about the littles? Are there qualifications for that? And if I knew a child that maybe would benefit from this program, talk a little bit about that and what we can do.
Yeah, so we typically enroll kids ages kindergarten through eighth grade. And so the only qualifications that they have is they just have to have like something that might be an adversity in their life. So maybe a single parent who doesn't maybe have the time to spend with their child, or maybe doesn't have the resources to give their kid, just kids who are struggling in school, things of that nature. And how a parent would enroll their child, they can go to our website, bethebig.org, and there's just like a link on there. It's an application kind of, and then we'll have somebody contact you. Or they can give a phone call to us at 850-433-5437, and they can ask to speak to anybody, any of the staff members, to enroll their child.
That sounds fantastic, and something that would be a benefit, especially if you know someone that maybe would not enroll themselves. You could actually send that information in and see if you could help another family out too. So that's a great thing. Okay, so the need for bigs. I went to the benefit, which was beautiful. The gala was really terrific. Got a chance to see a big and a little that had been friends for years. And so that was the benefit that you can't even put a price on. But how many kids right now are looking for big brothers or big sisters?
So we currently have 317 kids on the waiting list from Pensacola to Panama City.
317?
Yes, it's insane. It's probably one of our largest numbers in a very long time. And just in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, we have about 243, I think.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yes, and that number grows every day. We do interviews every day with kids, so we definitely are in need of bigs.
Okay, so then what can we do? What do?
Go to bethebig.org and roll.
I think one of the things we were talking about being a mentor, being a big, is we're not asking you to do anything that you wouldn't be doing typically. Mm-hmm. If it's, again, you know, we have bigs that teach their littles because they're changing the oil in their car, and they show the little, hey, do you know how to change the oil in your car? How many adults do we know that don't know how to change the oil in our car? So that's a great learning lesson. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of things that bigs can do. Is it's not about changing your life to have a little fit in, but to understand the impact is that we serviced last year 638 youth. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the statistics for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, our littles are 20% more likely to enroll in college. They will earn 15% more over their lifetime. They're 46% less likely to begin using drugs, 52% less likely to skip school.
Wow.
So when you think about those statistics, and what we're just asking is for an adult to say, hey, I want to help somebody. I want to empower them. I want to spend time with them. I want to be a role model for them. And that time that you're spending with that youth, that's the kind of change you can make in that child's life.
And they don't necessarily have to bring them to your home, because you also do on-site, right? You have meetings where people can come to the site.
Correct. And even when you do community-based, you never have to have the child at your home if you don't want to. That is your choice to do that. But, you know, a typical outing, we do support calls with our bigs monthly or quarterly, depending on which grant they're on with us. But, I mean, it could be just picking up your little and going to the library because they have some schoolwork that they need help with. Mm-hmm. It could be going to the park. We have some of our bigs who volunteer for shelters, dog shelters. And one of the big outings with their little is to pick their little up and they walk the dogs.
Well, we just had the shelter on, so that's a great idea.
Right.
That's a
so
great idea.
It's a great way, and it's a great way to empower the kids to realize that they can also make an impact in their community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, so that's very now clear about what that role is. But let's just say that it's not something that I could do right now. How else can I help this organization? What can I do?
So we have an opportunity. It's called Big Friends. And so these are people who we put them on a contact list every month, and we will call them to see, hey, like, we need help with the gala that we just had. We have different match activities that we have for the littles. Sometimes we just need more manpower than we have at our office right now. Mm-hmm. So they can help set up. You can always just come help break down, just kind of give back to the kids in that way. You can also donate to us. It takes about, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, it's like $1,200, something around that amount, to support a match every single year. And so whenever we have like 628 matches in a year, that's a lot, you know? So definitely funding is such a big thing with us. So if you want to donate that way, there's so many different ways just to give back to our organization.
Okay. So you can volunteer your time, you can donate. You don't necessarily have to donate $1,200. Every little bit goes a long way. So that's the good news. And then you have the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And when you're matching, what do you look for? Because that's where the area that Christy's involved with, and you start to put two people together. What are your thoughts on that? Because she is the match specialist.
I think during the interview process for the big and the little, we do an extensive interview, and we are really looking at, we ask a lot of questions of the big. Would you be okay with a child who might be shy? Are you okay with a child who has a lot of energy? And so there's a lot of questions that we ask, and then we really sit down and we look at their interviews, and we really start looking and comparing and saying what's going to be the best match. And so I don't want people to be discouraged that we have a lot of kids on our waiting list. We would love to have a volunteer for every one of them, but we're just not going to match a volunteer with a child just to match them, because we want this to be a lifelong relationship. We have bigs that have been with littles since they've been in grade school. The little is married and has had their babies and has had a wedding. And so, and the bigs are part of their life. And that's our goal. So when we think about it is, we just want to make sure we're matching the big with a little that they can build that long-lasting relationship with.
Well, I just got a text in that said my daughters were both bigs about 10 years ago. Great program. So it's something that can affect you for the rest of your life. So we're talking with Big Brothers, Big Sisters right now with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question or comment, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. I just found out that it's Christy Meyer's birthday today. So happy birthday, Christy.
Thank you very much.
All right. So Christy Myers and Kaylee Smith are here from Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Got just a few minutes left. So someone, maybe you've piqued their interest. They want to get involved. Maybe they want to be a big, or they know someone that would benefit from being a little. What next? What do they do? Who do they contact? How do they get in touch with you?
They can go to bethebig.org. They can call us at 850-433-5437, or they can just walk in our office. We have offices here in Pensacola, Fort Walton, Panama City, and Okaloosa County. So you can just walk in, usually open 8 to 5, and sometimes even thereafter. So we would love for you guys to just get involved in any way possible.
Okay, because they need volunteers. They need bigs especially. How many now, again, Christy, do we need?
We currently have 317 kids on our Ready to Be Match list.
Okay. So if you want to participate, and again, I love what you said about the fact that you're not doing it as a numbers game, but you're doing it because you want the kids to have a good experience.
Right. We want to make long-lasting relationships.
Absolutely. And the best part about the gala they just had was, I think that the big brother and little, how long have they been together? Like 30 or years or something?
Yeah, the first one that talked, they were together like 30 years. And then that big, or the little, and I guess, he is actually big now to a little. And they've been matched for a few years, too. So actually, I think maybe longer than a few years.
Yeah, it was really neat because the big had been with him when he got married and when he had kids. I mean, it was just like a lifelong friendship that had benefited them both.
Yeah, and they're just working with his little on giving back. And so that's why they were at the gala speaking, just to get more volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It was really, really wonderful to witness. It's an extraordinary program, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. It is a nonprofit. They do need financial help. So any donation can go a long way. A donation of money, a donation of time. And what they really need right now are some bigs. Big sisters, big brothers, right?
Yes.
Okay, so one more time, how do we contact you?
850-433-5437, or you can go to bethebig.org or just walk into any of our offices.
All right. Thank you so much, Kaylee Smith, who is here. She is the Workforce and Education Coordinator, and Christy Myers, the Birthday Girl, who is the Match Specialist. Appreciate y'all being here this morning so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for all you do for our community.
Well, thank you for having us and letting us get the word out.
It's a great organization. This can't go wrong. Big Brothers, what is it?
BeTheBig.org.
BeTheBig.org. BeTheBig.org. Go to that website today and see how you can help them out.